Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about the latest digital media news. And so starting out with one of the biggest announcements coming from Facebook this week, it's all about selling on Facebook and Instagram, which is really a game changer for anyone who's a brand, anyone who's trying to sell maybe a small business or even large. I mean, this is something that they are updating. The shops, S-H-O-P-S, the shops feature for Facebook and Instagram. And at one point, pertaining to the e-commerce world, you know, this was only available to certain people who applied for it through Facebook. And it was actually, I was trying to work with a good friend of mine to enable this feature, and it wasn't easy. So it looks like they're rolling this out, but hopefully this is something that's going to be a little bit easier for businesses or brands to enable and to be able to use. And I think one of the biggest reasons how, you know, we're in this moment of pandemic and COVID-19, how it's changed life in general. But, in my last episode, I've talked about how all of this is like just pushed technology and social media to really evolve and change and to become more solving like bigger solutions to what people need right now. And I think that's what technology does, you know. Like, I gave certain historical instances of things that have happened, you know, in my lifetime, which is, you know, we went through 9/11, then we went through Hurricane Sandy. So there's been like big events where we've seen technology change after these events. And so I think and I feel that this is something that will most definitely change digital media, and it will change how we use the internet. It'll change how we interact with each other. And I think because we've all been through this moment of time where everyone has been home across the country, across the world, we've seen such an increase in online usage, in just buying things, right? It's like Amazon was telling you, like, don't buy things because they couldn't even keep up with delivering. I mean, I honestly still think it is that way. And we're well into the beginning of the summer of 2020. So I'm dating the podcast by saying that. And, I actually ordered a couple of technical things, which I received several emails that were like, hi, do you feel like you still need this? Because we just can't get to it. And I actually canceled a couple of things too, because the demand is so high for things to be delivered that, all of these companies can't keep up, including Amazon, which is the monster company. So the biggest thing, how to sell on Facebook and Instagram. And, I think it sounds like the business pages, if you have a Facebook business page, you'll be receiving an email from, the shops feature that'll say like, hi, you know, we notice you have A, B, and C on your page. Are you interested? Enable the feature. And it almost, it sounds like from what I was reading and from different people who are excited for this to come out, it sounds like maybe a few people have received the feature. And that's just how it always is. It's like some people have it, some people don't, and then it goes out all at once. But this will be good for physical goods. And then I think Facebook is going to look into other services. So like maybe courses, online offerings, which is cool because a lot of people do use all of these other different platforms to sell product or to sell courses or online things. So I think that's a really big deal. We know that Instagram is like ruling the world too. It's like Instagram and TikTok are really bumping up on, you know, usage and like what people are really gravitating towards. And another interesting thing, as we're talking about like evolution and how people are really using digital media. So even the financial services world is now becoming at the forefront of how we interact and how we use things. Because, you know, in the end, it's like, we realize like as we're home, right? It's like you have these needs. The need is like, I need to online shop or, you know, like that. That's like a luxury almost. But then in paying your bills or paying necessities and paying things, like you're interacting probably mostly with like your financial banking apps And, you know, can I move money? I need money. Where do I get money? And it's really like happening within all of these financial apps. So I think one of the biggest increases you're going to see inside of digital media, and, you know, you have one of the bigger platforms like Facebook recently just put out new best practices and tips for financial services, for the financial services world. And so that's pretty interesting. And I think we're going to see a lot more mainstream for the financing and, banking. And so, as we continue to talk about like latest news in digital media, the other platform, which is like exploding right now, TikTok. So, I've been on TikTok. I've been like uploading gently, softly. I've been doing more watching than actually engaging myself. I'm on there. You can follow me. I'm Marg Fontana. It's the same across all my platforms. It's Marg Fontana. And the most interesting thing there is, you know, you're starting to see that become a little bit more informative and educational. Like, yes, there's a lot of like goofy stuff that goes up on there, but TikTok's exploding. Like, you have a lot of healthcare experts on there. You have a lot of financial experts on there. You have different industries, and people are using TikTok now because it has like different editing components and ways that you can actually produce the video and put it out. So you have fashion, you have beauty, you have medical, you have finance, you have healthcare, you have media experts, you have celebrities on there. So I think it's really going to continue to escalate as far as popularity goes. And I think brands are going to want to come out of the gate after this summer is over, and then we move into the fall. And I think like the biggest thing everyone's is like anticipating, it's not so much like going back to work, it's like trying to figure out how to keep people working who are working, and then how to get people into some type of protocol so they can start thinking about how to get people back into offices and working physically. You know, you're going to have brands who are, you know, let's just put it this way. January 2021 will probably be more of the coming out of the gate. Everyone's going to be looking for something new because we have to get through the fall just because of all of the real life clinical issues that, you know, people are anticipating with COVID-19. So, you know, there's a lot of like uncertainty, let's say, about whether or not, you know, people have to be more careful in the fall with a second wave of COVID-19. So I think digital media and social media play like a huge role inside of that. But I think what brands are going to be doing from a marketing standpoint is really trying to figure out what platform to be on next, because now you have all these people who've been online for like the last, it's, you know, it's going to be like 6 months, 8 months, 9 months through this pandemic, who are looking for more, who are looking to engage with brands differently. And so, you know, you have Facebook rolling out the shops for you to engage and buy. You know, they're going to, I think they're looking to, you know, to really put a stake in like shopping and Amazon. And I'm not sure that they're going to make that same effect, but, they're big enough, and with the right tools, they might. So then, as we're talking about banking and finance, those are going to be the newer things that you start to see go a little bit more mainstream. You know, banking and finance are very conservative, and, you know, but it's essential. It's an essential, action that needs to be kind of met. There's that need inside of that needs to be met. So you're going to see a lot of that. And then again, like I said, TikTok is extremely important. And you know, there's always LinkedIn, right? So there's really, LinkedIn pushed out recently a bunch of new things. There's a poll, there's like, you know, all these like doodads, you know, find an expert, collaborate with somebody. But I still kind of feel like LinkedIn is missing the mark. There's still something missing on LinkedIn, and it has to do with their feed. It has to do with the algorithm. It has to do with their hashtags. So, you know, I'll take a seat back on LinkedIn, and I'm still waiting for the aha moment. There's no real big news on LinkedIn for me personally. Someone else who's in HR or, you know, who's not really a digital media expert might be excited by LinkedIn. But I think it had its big organic moment, and then it kind of just like fizzled in a way. And I'm hoping they do more because I do like the platform. And then, you know, there's always Twitter. Twitter is in the firestorm currently as we speak with, you know, your president of the United States uses Twitter, and every major political governor, you know, anybody who holds some type of public office uses Twitter, and especially more so now. I think more people go to Twitter to find out updates. I know I do, for what's happening in New York, what's happening in New Jersey, what's the latest, what are the latest on the restrictions, on the research, on the testing, on everything. And this is where the Constitution and freedom of speech are now at the forefront when it comes to social media. This is something I've been talking about a really long time, especially if you work in HR. You know, HR folks like to really look at the way either potential candidates or current employees really use social media, and what type of, you know, like what are they putting out? What are these people putting out? And it may or may not be an indicator of how someone interacts, you know, professionally or casually. And again, you know, a lot of these things that people put out through social media are protected under your freedom of speech. And this is something even the president of the United States is struggling with as of this morning that I just read. It looks like the president of the United States is looking to monitor, or possibly, according to the titles of the headlines, possibly shut down social media because, you know, a platform like Twitter monitored and I think, you know, what's the word? I don't want to say shut down, but flagged, that's the word. Flagged his account for two statements he made about mail-in ballots. So, you know, there's a lot of talk behind politics and Facebook and Twitter and elections and how it works. And, you know, freedom of speech definitely plays a part in all of this. And, you know, I have no agenda on talking about that. And that's not what the podcast is about. But I bring up those things because that's important when we're talking about the latest in digital media news. Digital media and social media have never been more important. So, you know, if you've ever been in that meeting where someone's trying to figure out like, do we need social media and who's important? Do we have resources? Yeah, the answer is yeah. You need resources and it's number one on the list. I think that your marketing team can't do their marketing without their digital media marketing team. And, you know, if your marketing team doesn't know how to do digital media, then that's a problem, because this is, you know, a core requirement for anyone working in marketing and communications, in my opinion, nowadays. So many, many things for the latest in digital media news this week. So again, Facebook, Instagram, shopping, TikTok is exploding. Go check it out, you know, create an account and get yourself on there and just like sit back and watch if you're not, you know, if you're not ready to engage. Check it out. Go look at what other people are doing. Go look at what other brands are doing. Go look at how people are using it. You know, again, some people just use it to be goofy, and then like there's a real strategy inside of it if you really want to use the platform. Twitter, freedom of speech, LinkedIn, all of these things are at the forefront. So I think what we'll do is in between the podcasts of other major topics, I'm going to pop in and put up some digital media news and kind of give you the updates on what's so important right now. And those were the top ones: Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Instagram. One I forgot to tell you about. Instagram pushed out a new feature where it almost looks like a Zoom call, but for Instagram Messenger. And I forget what it's called, but it was in my news section on Instagram yesterday. But basically, you can jump inside. It's almost like jumping inside your DMs for chat, and you just like invite all these people in, and it almost looks like a Zoom call. You have all these people, like it's video chatting. Pretty impressive. I haven't tried it yet, and I'm not quite sure how to even access it myself, because this just came up yesterday on my when I updated the app. So I'll keep you posted on that. But oh my gosh, so much stuff. And again, all of this stuff is being pushed to the surface because the pandemic is terrible. The pandemic is tragic. The pandemic, you know, we all wish that it didn't happen because we're never going to get back like these months we've been home. And, you know, I think a lot of people have gone through a lot, and some more than others. And I think that the positive in it is that it actually, from a technology standpoint, it's really pushed technology to move forward. It's pushed technology to answer more of the needs. And I think that's where we exceed as humans, as we're building and as we're evolving inside of technology. So lots of cool stuff. If you have any thoughts, questions, comments, or, you know, I'm working on trying to bring on guests. In the beginning, I had more guests, and, you know, I think just due to time and getting busy, I kind of was only producing the podcast as a solo. And, you know, but I am still looking for people who want to come on and talk about either their business, brand, or their expertise. So drop me a DM, slide in the DM, or send it to Margaret at margaretfontana.com. And that's it. Thanks, guys, for joining me.